We are recapping the Allen County GOP Lincoln Day dinner. For those of you who don't know it, it's always the Friday before the full week that remains ahead of the Indiana primary. And it's kind of the same scenario as we head towards the general election in November. That's when the bean dinner will be. But I had the pleasure of hosting alongside Allen County Chair Steve Shine for the event on Friday. Josh Williams, my producer and boss, was there. Casey Hendrickson, host of The Burning Truth from 3 to 6 here on WoWo. He actually did his show live there from Cerruti's ahead of the dinner. And Pat Miller, of course, he was also in the house. And let me tell you, it was packed. Steve managed to eke in some extra tickets, but this thing was sold out. Over 600 people in attendance, and I can guarantee more probably would have been present had there actually been more seats available for folks to sit in. But we were squeezed in there. But man, oh man, Josh, I don't know about you, but I thought it was one heck of a party.
Yeah, you know what? That was my first one, KB, and I'll tell you, it's not going to be my last. And what an event that Steve Shine and the Allen County GOP put on. I mean, when you walk in there before everybody did, you know, I got to set up Casey's show before he got going at 3 o'clock. You walk in there and you're just amazed by the wall of all the signs that they have put up, all the candidates have put up throughout the entire room. And the pomp and circumstance of it too was pretty cool. So I thought it was a great first impression to me to get to know the Allen County GOP as a newfound resident. I mean, this is year two for me. So it was cool to see this up close and personal.
It was. The energy was really electric. Yes. Even as you just drove into the parking lot of Cerruti's, I mean, there's signage everywhere, red, white, and blue everywhere, which, of course, I know I love to see that. You mentioned all of the signs hanging even inside Cerruti's there in the banquet hall. And it's like, you know, you got a lot of candidates when all of the signs of the candidates cover the walls. It was pretty nutty, to say the least. There were a lot of people claiming they were going to protest. There was, you know, speculation of some protests occurring because of House Speaker Mike Johnson being the keynote speaker of the night. I didn't see a single protester, did you?
I didn't either. And, I mean, again, I was there from about 2:30 on, and I didn't see a single soul protesting. It was all happy faces walking into that place.
That was much ado about nothing, really, in terms of the folks who had planned on protesting, or so they said, which I think I said that last Friday. Usually people will say that they're going to do that, but they never actually
probably do. Probably helps, too, that there's like five different Cerruti's.
That's true as well. They didn't know which one we were at. Maybe that's the reason why, right? Well, I'll tell you what. It was an evening full of pomp and circumstance, as you said. Pretty much every single candidate was there running for the 3rd District.
Yeah.
Almost every candidate, a gubernatorial candidate, was there as well. We had a lot of our candidates that are running in some state races. What was fun is every gubernatorial candidate was able to come up on stage, and they had like 2 minutes for this elevator pitch. And I actually thought this 2 minutes that each candidate had, the 2 minutes were way more telling than the debate that we had last week.
Yes.
You know, they weren't interrupted. They got to actually share and speak. And so I'll be anxious to hear your takeaways from that. But I should point this out. Curtis Hill was there, Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, Brad Chambers, Eric Doden, all 4 gubernatorial candidates. Senator Mike Braun was not present, but he did send along a little video message. And then Jamie Rittenour, she was not present either. But so we had four of them there. And I don't know about you, Josh, personally, I thought Curtis Hill stole the show.
Curtis Hill did. Oh my gosh, the round of applause, the way that he was able to arouse the crowd throughout his 2 minutes, I thought that was incredible.
Well, he comes on the stage. I'm just going to share this because this was like the highlight of the night for me. Curtis Hill comes up on the stage, and you know, most candidates walk up and they say, hi everyone, and they introduce themselves. This is what I'm all about. This is my vision, right? And it's kind of the same old, same old, same old. Curtis Hill walks up on the stage, and he doesn't introduce himself. He just grabs the mic, and he says, so the other day I walked into a bookstore and asked the owner where I could find Donald Trump's latest book on illegal immigration. Curtis Hill goes on. The owner looked at me and said, get the hell out of here and go home. Curtis Hill then said, yeah, that's the one. I'll take it in paperback. Then he introduced himself. Of course, he got a thunderous applause for that joke, which I think we're going to tell that joke now at all the dinner parties I attend. Yeah, so I think he stole the show. His big talking point in that kind of 2 minutes was all about him getting rid of the state's DEI program, diversity, equity, and inclusion. He's kind of been touting that as his main talking point all along. Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, not too surprising there. She popped up on stage and says, you know, if she gets elected to be our next governor, she is going to eliminate the state's income tax. Her phrase is axe the tax. And I'll be honest, she's been kind of wishy-washy on how she would actually do that. So I can't wait to get some clarification from her as she joins us live at 8:10 this morning here on the show. Eric Doden, he popped up there. He really keeps pushing his vision for zero cost adoption here in Indiana, which I think is admirable. But I don't know that Eric Doden quite has the name recognition as some of the other candidates. And speaking of name recognition, Brad Chambers, you know, he's kind of one that's kind of fallen to the wayside. He continues to tout that, you know, he's the outsider. I'm not the career politician. I've never done this before. Those are a lot of his same talking points that I've heard from him. And I'm like, yeah, we know Brad, because a lot of people don't really know who you are.
My big takeaway from Brad Chambers is keep the microphone away from Brad Chambers. He does not know how to tell time.
No, that was rough. That was rough.
5 minutes.
Each candidate had 2 minutes. So 2 minutes. And let's just say, Brad, maybe if you're being generous by saying he went five, Josh. Senator Mike Braun, as I mentioned, he sent in a video message. And all I'm going to say about that is that in this message, he touted how much he loves and supports the police. So do with that what you will, Wawa Land. I'll let you think about that as you will. Like I mentioned, Jamie Rittenauer, not there. But then House Speaker Mike Johnson, he was kind of the big to-do of the night. It was really, I loved, I don't know about you, Josh, watching him with his Secret Service team. I mean, they moved that man around like in a snake tunnel, you know, through the building.
Right.
It was pretty wild.
And it's pretty wild because when you think about it, he is the third in line to the presidency. So it's really cool to watch, you know, regardless whoever holds that office, right, it's the act of that office, that's the third in line to the presidency, being moved through, and you're like 10 feet away.
Yeah, it was really wild. I agree with you. I don't know how you felt about his speech, but I thought it was odd.
I thought the whole guy was odd. I thought he was odd.
He was wearing a lot of makeup, first of all. I was like, yo, bro, you want to borrow some of my makeup wipes, take some of that off? I thought his speech was weird. His speech was all about the speech he says that he gives on college campuses to college students. And while I actually agree with everything that came out of his mouth, it was all very Christ-centered, which is refreshing to hear a politician talk that way. But his speech, again, was what he says to college kids and how this is no longer a world that we live in between Democrats and Republicans. It's much deeper than that, that the society that we now have is, you know, people who believe in God and people who don't. Yeah. And that's, you know, really what it comes to. And he says as Christians, as conservative Republican Christians, that we need to go out and not only just say what we don't agree with, but we have to go out and tout what we do agree with and what we do believe in, kind of spread the love on both sides. And I just thought it was odd because I know that Speaker Johnson was looking out to a crowd of people, 600 plus people, that are all conservative Christians. We're not a group of college kids. We're not at some liberal arts school. So again, while I agreed with his message, I thought it was beautiful. I mean, he quoted Psalms up and down. I think he probably had that book memorized. I don't know. I found it to be odd. What did you think?
Well, listen, you hit it right on the head. His ability to recite actual, you know, what has been written down, I thought it showed his historian side. You know, he's a true historian when you think of the Speaker of the House and holding all of these things. I mean, he was going back to talking about Abraham Lincoln and certain things that were brought up with the Emancipation Proclamation. And I just thought that he's a true historian, but it took 9 miles to get his point across. And by the time that we reached the end of the 9 miles to walk together, I was lost.
Yeah, he ended by saying, and I wrote it in my phone, he said, it's a battle of two world visions, Hamas-loving crazy people and God-fearing Christians. And that's really what his point and his takeaway was, that it's not enough for us to go out there and just say what we are against. We've got to go out there and say what we are for. And like I said, I do agree with him on that. It just took him a long time. But he was an incredibly nice gentleman. All smiles, cracked a lot of jokes. He does a really great Donald Trump impression. I wish I could have got some audio of that to share. But all in all, just a spectacular evening. And I feel electric. I feel hyped going into the May 7th primary, which is exactly what I think all of us needed, that renewed energy. Don't forget, yes, primaries are 1 week from today. If you need to check out your ballot, get to know some of your candidates better, you can log online to indianavoters.in.gov. Josh, don't go away. I'm coming to you. We've got a live look at the sports world straight ahead right here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.